Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Today is National Teach Ag Day. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Ag-centric Executive Director Keith Olander says opportunities in agriculture and agriculture-adjacent careers are abundant right now.
If we think of any of the supply systems that parallel after farm production to the store shelf or kitchen table, just a tremendous amount of opportunity in that, whether it's working with farmers through agencies like soil and water conservation districts or Natural Resource Conservation Service, a lot of opportunity, but certainly over in the ag lending and ag business, but we just, any of the feed lines, veterinary medicine, just opportunity after opportunity. So graduates coming out, it's not a matter of if I'm going to find a job, it's a matter of if I find where I want to work and what the particular locale is, because they can be fairly choosy because they're going to have 3 to 4 opportunities laying on their plate basically when they graduate.
Olander encourages people to consider the impact that teaching agriculture can have on the integrity of the agriculture and food industries.
It's something that folks need to investigate, particularly as we think of, you know, influencing our youth in their career areas, to speak into them a little bit about the opportunities that exist and at least try it and see what that's like. Just as I think of our rural Minnesota economy in particular, critical that the ag industry remain strong. And that means that we need talent, and then the backside of that means that we need high school ag educators as well as post-secondary. And so anybody that can influence that, either with their youth or grandchildren or what have you, or even as businesses promote things, we just ask that they would do so just to maintain the talent pipeline for us as we go forward.
I'm Whitney Pittman, reporting for the Red River Farm Network.
Checking Mark.